Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A New Day Show. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, the queen of the empowered soul, and I am so excited about this segment for this morning. Again, for 2 weeks in succession, we are having a great panelist, and our conversation this morning will be focusing on vision. As you know, the Vision Conference is coming up on May the 6th through the 9th at the Exquisite Heritage Hotel and Spa here in Connecticut. And I tell you, you cannot afford to miss this conference. This conference is specifically designed for entrepreneurs to shape your vision for a greater success. So I want to encourage you to visit the website for the conference. It's www.visionconference.com. So we expect to see you there. We have sponsorship opportunities. We have advertising opportunities. And we have vending opportunities. So it is an amazing 2.5 days conference. And we have a powerful team. Our speakers will be John Marlock. And John is coming all the way from Scotland. We have Dolores Presley out of Canton, Ohio. We have Dr. Gerald Higginbotham from St. Louis, Missouri. We have Mr. Ed Foxworth III out of Detroit. We have Mr. Ricky McDonald out of New York. We have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle out of Rochester, New York. And we have Ms. Talia Stovall out of Chicago. We have the Reverend Dr. Theophilus Mills out of Massachusetts. We have Mr. Jim Nemley out of New York, Miss Chandel Pitts out of New York, and of course, I am also part of that amazing team. So we have a great lineup for you. Oh, and as well, we have another speaker who is not yet up on the website, but will be there soon, is L. Denise Jackson. So we have an amazing lineup of speakers for you. Okay, well, without any further delay, I want to just go ahead and welcome my guests who has been in the virtual green room for a while, getting acquainted with each other. And I want to go ahead and introduce, welcome them to the show. Ladies, I welcome you to their New Day show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay. I want to start with Carol. Carol, would you please take a few minutes to introduce yourself?
Good morning. I'm Carol Logan, and I'm the inventor of a product, a household organization product called the Duffy Organizer. And my product is something that I created about
Carol, just don't talk about your product now.
Okay.
Introduce yourself. Let the people know who you are.
Okay.
We'll get into your product. I just need you to introduce yourself.
Okay. Again, I'm Carol. I'm Carol Logan. I live in Lanham, Maryland, outside of D.C. And I met Daphne recently at a conference for women in Baltimore. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very grateful that Daphne asked me to be on the show.
And you're a mother, right?
I'm a mother of three grown and married children, daughters, and I have a grandbaby.
All right.
And who's 2 years old. I'm married to a retired Navy chaplain.
Okay.
And I am not formally retired, but I spent a lot of years teaching. My background is in Spanish and art, and I taught many subjects. I taught adult education and children with learning disabilities.
Okay.
And I'm very much into creativity.
All right. Thank
finding
you.
Finding ways to help people be creative.
All right. Thank you, Carol. And just for the my other panelists, I don't want you to go into your expertise now because we will get to that. What I want you to do when you introduce yourself, tell the people who you are, because the listeners need to connect to you so they can understand, because we are going to be speaking about vision now, but they want to know who you are, and then we get into all the other aspects of your expertise. Okay? Shirley, would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. Good morning. I'm Shirley Hawksett. I'm calling in from Chicago. I am an entrepreneur for about 12, 13 years now. I am the youngest of 10, and I'm single, and I am enjoying my great nieces right now.
All right. Thanks, Shirley. Tracy, would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Thank you, Daphne. My name is Tracy Booker. I am the executive director and CEO of Metamorphosis Incorporated. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama, seeing to the needs of and the empowerment of females everywhere. And I am a pastor of the church in a little town called Anniston, Alabama, where I have a great congregation of people. And we're very excited about today, Daphne, and very excited about vision.
All right. Thank you so much. Amber, would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Amber Hawkins. I'm president CEO of Your Computer Needs of Toledo LLC in Toledo, Ohio, located in the northwestern tip of Ohio. I am also celebrating 5 years of the motto of which I have, which is computer training and more that comes to you. I am also the host of the Miss Computer Ladies Show on www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady, www.wdkkradio.com, and also www.1075wdep.com.
All right, I'm going to get you all. You did not introduce yourself. You just promote all the programs you're doing. Amber, I needed you to tell the people who you are and so they can get warm up to you. However, that's gone. Because, you know, it's important that people understand who we are when we are going to get into conversation with them. because too often people who are excelling or they are successful or they are authors, we only know about their beginning and their end. We don't know about all the middle stuff that happens in their lives. And this is why when I get people on this show, I want my listeners to understand who they are and where they are coming from. So they are not just coming to say it is easy. They are saying, here is my journey. Because we all have stories. We all have a lot of things that's happened to us. And when I ask for introduction, that's what I want people to hear. So they can listen to you with an open heart and they can say, hey, I hear a bit of me in Daphne, or I hear a bit of me in Tracy, or, you know, my God, Shirley is like me. Carol is just like me. But if we don't really tell them a little bit about our story, they'll never get to understand who we are. So,
well, probably without, for those who don't know.
That's all right, because we're going to move along. We're not going to go back over the introduction. We are going to move along. And for those people in the chat room, I thank you for joining us this morning. And I will take your questions as well. And for people who are on the internet or listening or their telephones, remember that you can call in. And the number to call in is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are signed on, go ahead, tweet it to your database so that they know that we have an amazing lineup of experts here this morning and that we are in a conversation that will help them to really harness what their vision is about and shed some light and give them clarity. So again, ladies, I thank you so, so very much for taking time out to be with my listeners and myself this morning. I want to tell the people in the chat room as well as the callers, if you have questions for Ms. Shirley Hogsett, Shirley has another commitment and she will be leaving us at 11 o'clock Eastern time. So if you have questions for Shirley, you will need to get them out early in the segment so that you won't miss out. Okay. Vision. I you know, for each person, vision is a unique thing because we ourselves are extremely unique. But when you hear the word vision, what does it mean for you, Tracy?
Daphne, what it means for me is infinite sight, large sight, never ending. I did a little research and certainly looked up the word just to kind of see what a couple of different dictionaries did define the word as. And there you get the thing that pertains to the faculty of sight with the eyes in itself. But for me, it's more than just that, being able to see a thing, but also being able to imagine it. You know, I don't necessarily want to get, I guess, maybe biblical or whatever, but just allow me to say, as a man thinks, so is he. When you put
That's
it in
right.
your mind, when you imagine, that is all a part of sight.
That's right.
And foresight and vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it means to me, infinite sight. It's never ending. It's something
right.
that happens and that we experience on and on and on, if we allow ourselves to, because
right.
we can,
right.
can cloud our vision and we can block our vision also.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, Tracy, would you agree that vision is the ability to see the end from the beginning?
Absolutely, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because I believe there are various levels of vision.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that when we think a thing or it becomes a microcosm of thought, let me put it that way,
mm-hmm.
it from that microcosm, hopefully, if it is the right thing, it gets bigger and bigger, and it becomes a manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what we want with vision.
Mm-hmm.
When the eyesight is there, the mental picture, even one of the definitions was farsightedness, not nearsighted, but
mm-hmm.
farsighted, so you see the end from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So
wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said, very well said. Carol.
Yes.
What does vision mean to you?
Well, I agree with all of the previous definitions. I just would like to add a little bit more to that. I used to try to picture myself doing things that I wanted to do out in the future, but I got stuck a bit because I could not see all of the steps in between. And then I learned that vision is something that you project into the future, a goal that you have for yourself, your life, or your family, without necessarily knowing all of the steps in between.
Exactly.
I would stop myself because I'd say, oh, but I have to do this and I have to do that, and I don't know how to do this and I don't know how to do that. I'll never get there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found that you have to sort of jump over all
That's
of
right.
that.
That's right.
Because you may not know right now how you're
exactly.
going to get there. And you
That's
don't
right.
really have to. But
That's
I
right.
found that if you don't have a vision, you will not even begin.
That's right. That's
and
right.
that's very, very important. And
mm-hmm.
vision also is something that has flexibility. If
powerful.
If you
powerful.
Feel that you were headed in a direction, but it had to change for whatever reason, and it can change
mm-hmm.
because of moving around, in my case, as being a Navy wife,
mm-hmm.
or because of family or illness, many
mm-hmm.
circumstances can change your vision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's important not to feel disappointed
mm-hmm.
in yourself,
mm-hmm.
a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many women, we tend to do that to ourselves because
mm-hmm.
we didn't accomplish what we set out to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay because that was the path that our lives took
mm-hmm.
us upon.
Mm-hmm.
So the vision can change a little bit, it can alter, but as long as it's still out there somewhere, then you have a purpose. When
mm-hmm.
you get up in the morning, that vision is something that gives you a purpose.
That's
and a
right.
reason to continue going.
That's right. You know, I love to say, Carol, and thank you so much, I love to say our vision puts pep in our step. And
yes.
you know, some people get up in the morning and they're dragging. But once you have clarity and focus on vision,
mm-hmm.
you can't wait to see the rising of the sun each day.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone, we need to live each day in the present. As today is the only day that we have, and this is the only day that we are sure of. So because of that reason, we need to do all we can pertaining to that vision. And because our vision is part of the legacies that we were created to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we should not procrastinate when it comes to vision and put off what we ought to take. So for the listeners, keep in mind that you only have 24 hours. Don't put off for tomorrow. Don't whine and pine over yesterday, because that's history and that's in the archive. You can't do anything about it. But what you can do is work your best in the present.
And Daphne, I'd like to add something to that, if I may.
Yes.
I think that a vision is also something that is... it doesn't leave you. If you have a goal, something that you desire, and it's always been there, and it just doesn't leave, there's maybe been 15 years have gone by, and you're still thinking of that, that is probably a vision that needs to be fulfilled in some way. And that's how, and this is something I've learned over a long period of time as well, because visions can change and they can be altered. But when it's something that is just doesn't leave you, and it's probably an assignment from God that we have, and I believe everyone has one when you're born. Everyone has a purpose and an assignment, and probably many assignments. And your vision often becomes that thing which has been with you so long, and you just keep thinking about it. Just you can't shake it.
Okay.
That's a large part of it.
Okay. You know, I just want to piggyback on something you said. It's not a probability about your vision. God creates each of us for a purpose, and he gives us a vision. So there are some of us who are not yet connected to that vision.
Right.
And that's why a lot of people die without fulfilling their vision. But, oh, I mean, that conversation is another show all by itself, you know. I want to go to my friend Shirley. Shirley,
yes.
What does vision mean for you?
Well, I think for me, vision means being able to see clearly and sometimes unclearly a picture of what it is that you were created to do. And as the caller, my sister before mentioned that the vision changed. For myself, what I've found is that in the process of having vision, knowing that there is something, a higher purpose or a bigger purpose, the reason why you are here, and we go from phase to phase, step to step. So what the vision today, and it's as if you're driving down the highway and you can see your destination, the closer you get to it, the clearer you're able to see more detail. And sometimes when we're going through that process, we may start out going one direction or going toward one goal, but that is the preparation for the bigger picture. So I see it as being able to see the invisible, trusting along the way that every step that you take, you can't see it when you first start out, but the closer you get, the more clear it will become. So I think for me, vision is that thing that I focus on that helped me to stay focused as I'm going down the path and can't see my way, because I know that I will eventually get to that thing. And trusting as things change, it's just really those things that are necessary as we are going down our path, those lessons that we are to learn. So that's a part of when we see maybe the vision change, it's just the elements are coming together to get to the bigger picture.
Exactly, exactly. And, Shirley, would you agree that our vision is what helps us to harness our unique being, and it also affords us to live an authentic life?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because that's one thing about having vision and having a vision for your life. We have to trust it, because it, in going toward that place of becoming our authentic self, my path is a little bit different from yours. Your path, and sometimes is greatly different. So that's in our unique abilities, our things that are hidden within us. Those things come forth, and, you know, we're able to birth those things, and we're able to find that we have ability that we don't think is the sister said before, that she don't know what she's doing. You don't know what steps to take. But in actuality, it's already in you.
Exactly.
But as we get to those situations, then that ability arises. We arise to the occasion.
That's
and we
right.
find out that we already have within us everything that we need to accomplish our purpose, but
That's
something
right.
has to put a demand on that ability.
That's
so
right,
that
for
process,
it to manifest, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's where we become authentic, because that power that's within us, it rises out of us in those situations and circumstances where we have to stand up. And
that's
we then find out, wow, didn't know I could do that.
That's
but
right.
But it was already there.
Exactly. And that's our vision is what enables us not to compete with the person in the next cubicle and the person next door, because we know that we were created for a specific vision and purpose that nobody else out there will be able to do. If we do not do it, it will not get done.
Absolutely.
That's what vision does for us. Help us to know it's only me. There's no clone, no twin, it's me. I can do this in my authenticity. Vision is just an amazing thing. Amber, what does vision mean to you?
Along with what was mentioned previously, to me, vision is whatever the roadmap you're going to take and the destination that you will arrive to, what steps are you going to use in order to get to that destination, in order to achieve that goal? If there are some obstacles that will possibly happen along the way, what are they? What are some of the steps, as far as that is concerned, that you will use to try to overcome them? You can use that practicality, excuse me, and also if you want to go biblical, how are you going to run with that vision? And when you speak those things that are not as though they were, and how will they become? Will you run into obstacles along the way? Yes, you will. But at the same time, even if that means that step includes taking a back, getting yourself together, revisiting everything that has happened thus far, including those obstacles that have come along the way, will it take another direction? And if it does take another direction, how are you going to travel that direction in order to achieve your goal? If it takes a different turn, I'm experiencing that now in my business, that there's a different turn, and will it be beneficial for me? Will it not be beneficial for me? Probably wasn't the turn I anticipated on taking, which can be frustrating at times, but is there a way this different turn can also help me be a blessing to others? And that is also a part of when I am having that vision. How am I seeing things, not only in a practical way, in a reality way, but also in a spiritual way?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, Amber. You just mentioned that oftentimes when the vision take a turn, it gets the person or the individual frustrated.
Yes.
What is the cause of that frustration, do you think?
I think one of the reasons why there is frustration, because we as humans, we all know, we have a certain way that we want things to go, that we plan for things to go. When that changes, sometimes just the fact that there is a change is not always welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because you know what I have found out over the years?
What's that?
Excuse me. Is that when we remove ourselves out of the equation,
mm-hmm,
and we allow our Father who has created us to take control, put him in the driver's seat, and we just empty ourselves out and ask him to use us, and we become obedient,
mm-hmm,
then we won't get frustrated, because it's really not about us.
Right.
We cannot plan anything about our vision. We just need to follow his guidance and his instructions. Because, you know, for years I was trying to help God with my vision.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go and I would get up and I take it back up, and I'm always trying to help him out. Until a light bulb went off in my head and said, girl, you don't need to be helping him. He has all the help he needs. You just need to sit back and be still and listen and follow instructions. And I know we are all a work in progress, but I mean, stuff can get into the way of having clarity with our vision. And for me, my journaling every day helps me to do that. Because when my flesh starts to rise and want to help God, I can just go in my journal and I just jot things down there and I get focused again. And we all need to learn to take some quiet time so we can hear from the Creator.
Yes.
You know, it's very, very important.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is also a part of how and why we get frustrated. We get so busy that we don't take that time to get that quiet time, and we need that quiet time because sometimes in the busyness of trying to achieve the goal, sometimes we have forgotten a step or two.
You know something, and I'm glad you used that busy word because we need to understand the importance between being busy and being effective. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us get so caught up in busyness and we lost focus and we are not effective. So we really need to keep tab on ourselves, so we can really fulfill the vision that we were called to do. Now, each of you ladies are entrepreneurs, but leading up to your now involvement as an entrepreneur, what were some endeavors that you were involved in, and what made you decide, I got to go become an entrepreneur? Let me start with Shirley.
Yes. Well, for myself, I think early on I knew probably as a teenager that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was really inspired as a child when reading Black Enterprise magazine and seeing I grew up in rural Mississippi in my childhood, so I didn't see a lot of professional people because that wasn't the environment. But reading Black Enterprise, that magazine would come in every month, and we would read that magazine, and I saw people of color that were doing great things. And that's where it really stuck with me right then as a child. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. But my career, I've been everything from sales, accounts manager, customer service, a meeting planner. But it was just a process, and in the technical field. But I think that was a process in all of those career paths, knowing that it wasn't where I wanted to be, but I wanted to be in business, didn't know what it was. I had other ideas early on, have had several businesses, but my career path and all the other business ideas or businesses that I have started, there now I can look back and see the preparation that every place that I was, every job that I had, I learned skills that are now being implemented, and it's what's helping me to sustain the business that I'm in now. So I went from being a meeting planner, and my last corporate job as a meeting planner, went as a wedding planner, starting my business doing weddings. I went from that to corporate events, and then now I have the Speakers Bureau, also do corporate events still, but with the Speakers Bureau and managing and marketing speakers. But as I look back, all those skills that I obtained in each of those jobs and those businesses are now being applied. And one thing that I would want to say that when you were talking about being frustrated, I've learned that frustration was a time for me to sit back and to listen. It was either there was something that had to be perfected within me,
right,
or it was just leading me into that next step. And I've learned that it's not, oh, I'm going in a different direction.
Right.
I'm at the same path.
Exactly.
But this is that point to where I now go to the next city, go to the next step in my journey. Mm-hmm. But being able to reflect on, to see what's going on in this situation, what is causing this frustration.
That's right.
And many times we want to plow ahead and do what we want to do, but that frustration is saying, okay, now you're ready to graduate. Be still. It's time for graduation to the next level.
That's
And in our frustration, we can miss those opportunities because we're trying to make happen where we are.
That's
what
right.
we thought we should be doing. But
that
time is up. That season
That's
is
right.
up.
Exactly.
And, and as you mentioned, one of the sisters mentioned earlier, that having vision means being flexible. Because I don't think we fully have capacity to see and to accomplish everything that God has given us to do when we step out. But that in his grace and his mercy, his favor, his protection, he takes us along the way because he's preparing us, he's perfecting us. He's given us the skills, the talents, the resources that we need to go fulfill his full intent and purpose for us being birthed into the earth.
You know, Shirley, can you imagine if God would show us everything pertaining to our vision in the beginning? We would have been so scared. We would be running and hiding.
Absolutely.
And because he knows that about us, this is why he gives us a glimpse, a little bit at a time. And that's why when we are in this situation, we need to do the best we can in those situations, knowing that it is only for a season.
Absolutely.
Learn what we can. You know, there are some people in jobs and they keep saying how much they hate that job and they want another job. And you know what I tell people? You'll never get another job until you start doing your best and start loving this job, because you are here for a reason, to learn something. And when
Absolutely.
You learn what you are supposed to learn, then you'll be graduated to the next job.
Right.
You know?
And sometimes it's even in the learning something, we are there to learn something. And sometimes we're also there for a divine connection that
exactly.
will take us to the next level.
That's right.
And
that's
when we are, right. And when we allow frustration to cloud us, we can't see those
that's
divine
right.
connections, those divine
right.
appointments,
that's
or
right.
that next path and that next step. And so
Beautiful.
that's one of the things that I've had to learn is in that place of frustration, it is a time to retreat,
that's
to
right.
just, you know,
that's
really
right.
open yourself and just to let go, because frustration will cloud your vision from
that's
seeing
right.
the next step.
That's right. Tracy, I know you are like me. We wear many different hats.
Right.
And what is it like for you walking into, you're a pastor of a great congregation and all of that, but you still see a need that God has created you for something unique? What was it like stepping out there and fulfilling this vision? What has it been like for you?
Very, in the beginning, very scary. Mainly because, as I believe some of the sisters have already spoken about, you know, we may be afraid to launch out into the deep. But the recurring thing that I've heard, it speaks in terms of faith and trust. And many times we get in the way of the trust factor and of the faith. I think I heard you talking about how you were trying to tell God what you needed, he needed to do for your the vision he had for you.
I'm
and we
him.
Did that many times. But for me, the inkling or even the little bit of knowledge that I would even be a pastor or a minister came at the age of 12. Right. So at that point in time in life, having been raised in a home, a holy and righteous home, I put it that way, because my parents and then my grandparents before me, all of them, and my paternal grandfather being my pastor for 36 years of my life, okay? So in all of that, you know, just kind of fearful in working with those kinds of things that I've been taught and making them real for myself, you know, and then the challenges of just life itself. Here you're looking at a teenager who's up against, say, you know, regular things, peer pressure or whatever the case may be, and still hearing this voice in the back of her head that you're going to do something greater. Okay, going to school, getting my education, getting my degree, and then going into the work world, corporate America, and having a career, certainly, you know, I liken myself maybe even to Peter many times. I have launched out into the deep. I've walked on the water, and I've lost the focus. That was talked about. So, you know, all those things, you lose the focus, but somewhere along the line in your maturity and in your growth, get enough of the wherewithal and understand that this learning experience that we're going through, that God knows it all. We're the
That's
ones.
Right. That's
right.
That's
right. Right. Because just even this conversation you and I are having today, God already knew it.
Exactly.
But where we're Yeah, where we're going with it, we're learning.
That's right. You know, that's right. That's right.
So when you get to that maturity and to that place where you can see that these are the things that are happening, then you, I believe, are strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're strengthened bit by bit, and you don't have all of the strength, this is not a Popeye eat a can of spinach and I've got it all and I can beat up everybody and every,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying.
But That's right.
Bit by bit, yeah, you learn and you strengthen yourself and you continue to walk in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you continue to push forward in that transition. You continue to understand, or you even learn that with the vision that God has given you, and this is a cliche, a lot of people say it, but I need to use it, that
right.
you have, he gives us provision or
mm-hmm.
makes provision for
mm-hmm.
that vision. It
mm-hmm.
is already spread.
That's
as
right.
As we talked about earlier, and I wrote down this note, I said that vision encompasses the inbred ability. We already
mm-hmm.
have
everything we need.
Everything that we need. We just have to shape it, hone it, and make
mm-hmm.
it manifest.
That's right.
Because this, again, is a learning experience. But yes, very scary. But mm-hmm. we have to get beyond the fear when you can get to the point that God has not given us a spirit of fear.
That's right. That's right. And what keeps me grounded towards my vision is to know that it's not about me. And even
right.
when the enemy tries to let things appear as if things are on delay, I stamped my feet and I said no, because my Father is always on time. You
right.
know, and it's important to know that. And I want the listeners to know that it's not that we're here preaching this morning, but we know who is in charge of who we are. And I want you to well focus on that. We have a caller, Sam, so let me take the call and then I'm going to come to Amber and Carol.
Hello.
Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 111. Good morning. State your name, where you're calling from, please, and who your question is for.
Good morning. My name is Elder Valerie Jones. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland, and I just wanted to piggyback kind of on some of the things that I heard the lady say. I think one of the important things for vision and dreams is to make sure that you hook up with somebody who is not a dream killer.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
A lot of times, you know, we have the wherewithal, the strength, the vision, the dream, and we're surrounded by people who have none, and they don't want other people to have any as well, and they will put ice water on your fire.
Amen.
I am blessed to be a sister, a cousin, a friend to Tracy Booker, one of your panelists.
All right.
I can tell you with all assurity that there are days when she's low and God allows me to be high. And there
Amen.
Are days when I'm low and God allows her to be high. And
That's
we
right.
never allow each other to let the vision get away from us, because
right.
we know, as you said, that it's not about us. It's about a greater calling, a greater purpose. And
yes.
every gift that we have, the body of Christ and the world is still the body of Christ. We
yes.
all are the solution to somebody's problem.
That's
when,
right.
when we get tired and we fall short, somebody is missing what they need. So,
that's right. That's
awesome
right.
topic. God bless
Thank
all
you.
Of you women. Keep pressing your way and don't let anything or anybody steal your joy and your vision.
Thank you. And we would like for you to just visit the show site and mark it as a favorite so you can always be informed of what we are doing.
Yes.
And I look forward to seeing you at the Vision Conference. So just go on there and sign up. It will be a blessing to you and you'll be a blessing to us. So thank you so, so very much.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, ma'am. Amber.
Yes.
You are next. What are some of the issues that you face as an entrepreneur? And what are some things that you did prior to this? And what made you say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur?
Wow, 3-in-1 question. That's quite all right. Let me start off with before I became and really went into entrepreneurship. Not that I wasn't influenced, and I saw around me some people who have taken that step a while back. My father and a friend of his took that step, and I had an inkling of what was involved as far as entrepreneurship was concerned, but I didn't necessarily know the full extent of it. So part of the reason I went to it because I saw my father do it. And in the back of my mind, I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. But I wasn't really into that at that time. Secondly, with a good number of previous positions I had, including support, coordinator, administrative assistant, volunteer coordinator, and the like, I, at that time, didn't envision being an entrepreneur yet. I was going to school, trying to get a good job after graduation and all of that. But then what happened was I experienced a good number of layoffs, which weren't anticipated. So I was thinking, okay, after about 4 or 5 layoffs, something must be telling me something out of that. And in addition to that, some of the positions I've had, I seen when it came to the computer as the go-to person, especially when learning, let's say, different trainings. I seem to, if it involved computers, be the one to have grasped what was going on as far as how to do this function, that function, as a part of the program for that job. So what happened was after one layoff, I was in the midst of job searching, and something just inside me around 2 or 3 in the morning said, okay, no more. I cannot take no more of job hunting. I am so tired of, you know, hearing the word no when I apply, applied out of town and all of that. So I attended the program, 32-week training program, that trains people who want to start their own business. After gaining that certification and not having all the tools, I just prayed and said, God, I'm going to go ahead and go forth. And I said, I don't have everything. I'm probably going to make mistakes along the way, but I pray that you be with me as I take this step. And I want
Amber.
Yes.
I want to inject something here before you carry on.
All right.
I don't want you ever to preface anything you are going to do based on those two things you just said now. Remember that it's not about you.
Right, and that's true as well.
You're not going to make any mistakes. You will make mistakes, but God is not. So please, promise me you'll remove those two statements out of your vocabulary and not use them again, okay? So continue, please.
All right. Let me go on forth. So in 2005, I started Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC.
Wow.
And went forth from there in doing computer training, consulting,
Wonderful.
Level one fixing of computers, referring others in case they need referrals.
Wonderful.
Incorporated what I was skilled in, as far as internet research reports,
Wonderful.
Incorporating different parts that would be beneficial to the business. And, again, been doing it for 5 years and been grateful, incorporated the internet radio talk show as a part of the business. And I see DA in the chat room, wonderful person that has helped me along the way understand radio, because there were some parts of radio that I didn't know when I was aware of, and I found conversations with him beneficial as well.
So you would agree then to what the elder just said that was on the phone before, that it is important to connect to people who are not dream killers.
Extremely important, yes it is.
Wonderful,
Right, because it drags you down, number one. And also, number two, it can block and take away the focus from your vision in the first place.
Wonderful. I want to move on to Carol now, because as you all heard Carol mention in her introduction that she and I met at a conference. And it's not like we met 6 months ago. It's not like we met 2 years ago. It's not like we met a month or a week ago. We just met this past Friday night. And this is how amazing God is, because when I met her and we got into conversation about what she did, and she told me she was an inventor. I'm telling you, I got excited right there and then, because too often we read about men who are inventors. We meet men who are inventors, but not too often we meet women who are inventors. So right away, I knew she would add value to this show that the Lord has allowed me to be hosting. And I knew that her story will empower and help someone who is listening. So I'm going to bring Carol on to share her story. And I want to remind the people on the telephone, if you want to ask a question, just raise your hand and I will put you on. And the people in the chat room, type it and I will get to it. So Carol.
Yes.
A mother, a wife of a chaplain, but now an inventor. Mm-hmm. How did all this came about, my sister?
Well, I was always an inventive person, even as a child. I was an only child, and I was accustomed to, if I don't have something, find a way to get it, find a way to make it. My mother gave me a Barbie doll when I was little, and then she said, if you want clothing, you're going to have to make the clothing. Mm-hmm. And I was 9 years old, and she said, here's how you use a needle and a thread, and here's some scraps. Mm-hmm. So I came up with an outfit for my Barbies. I knitted a sweater and sewed a pair of pants and looked at other pieces of products that were going together and figured it out. So that tendency stayed with me always, and I do have background in art and also Spanish teaching. But when I was working for schools or alternative programs, which was most of my background, I always had ways that I wanted to do things that were either not accepted. Someone said, we can't do that here. We don't have the money for it, or you're not allowed. You can only do this much.
Mm.
And I thought, well, but I'm helping people learn who
That's right.
are not traditional learners. And
exactly.
You cannot just say, you can't do this and do that, because these types of individuals, and I taught adults and children,
That's right.
they need a new way of
An alternative
studying.
Way.
Exactly, and this is the way they need to do it, and this is where they need to begin.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that gift with me all along.
Mm-hmm.
As a mom, I was looking for a particular product to help me get organized in my home and in the drawers with my children's drawers, and I went to the store to find something.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there was not something already there. And I said, okay, I'm going to create something. And this was 20 years ago.
Oh, my heaven. Did
and
you created it 20 years ago, or
I
you
created
waited?
The concept, not the product that you saw. It
my
has changed
Lord.
And gotten way better.
My
but
God.
I created the concept 20 years ago, and I applied for a patent. I did it myself, and I got a manufacturer, and I started on the way. Lo and behold, my husband developed lymphoma. This was when we lived in Groton, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And we were moved so that he could receive medical care.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved around, and all of my contacts were lost, and everything that I had been building had to come to a screeching halt.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere in the back of my mind, I said, okay, I'm going to stash this one, but it's not over.
That's
we
right.
used the products that we had all my they're through their childhood. All my children and we did use the products that I created and I made myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then to come up to the present, or I'd say a couple of years ago, I was you know, we moved around a lot and still was not able to. I did a lot of other things though, and I have to say. that everything that I did along the way had some contribution to what I was heading for. Mm-hmm. I may not have realized it then.
Yes, yes.
But I do now. I can see how everything, and as I look at the, at when you talk about vision and what
mm-hmm.
God puts in you,
mm-hmm.
I did get frustrated, and I
yes.
did, I was unhappy, but because
mm-hmm.
when you're starting on something and you're energized, and then something suddenly snatches it out from under you,
mm-hmm.
that is very difficult to deal with.
Yes, Carol. Carol.
Strengthen.
Carol.
Yes.
May I please ask your permission? Shirley needs to go, and I want to just give her a few minutes to close out her conversation, and then I'll come back with you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, Shirley.
Yes.
I know you need to go now, so would you just give us your closing thoughts on this conversation, please?
Well, yes, I will, and I really regret having to leave because it's such a great conversation, and vision and purpose and passion is something that is very near and dear to my heart. And I think, within each of us, we have vision, purpose, and goal. And it is to accomplish a particular thing. And it's something that sustains us through those times of frustrations. And it's a part of it. But I constantly remind myself when I get to those places of frustration or giving up or those moments of fear, I've learned to go fearing. And I've learned that fear would either stop me or to propel me. So it's dependent on which side of the coin you want to be on. And I constantly go back because my foundation, I make no apology for it, is my faith in God and in His Word. And when He told Joshua to fear not, be of great courage, I think He told him that because He knew that we would be fearful. We would be fearful of the unknown. But He gives us that strength and that courage to step forward. And that's in that place where His strength is made perfect in my weakness. His courage is made perfect in my fear. So I do have had to learn to trust God throughout the process, knowing that whatever path I'm taking, whatever challenge is there, it is for either something working something in me, or it's giving me new knowledge, new revelation, or it's an opportunity for a divine connection or a divine contact, something that He has already ordained, already put in place, but I'm now at that point to where I call time meeting eternity. And eternity is where things become fully manifested. This is already done in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
But when time meets eternity, we will receive what it is that we need. Everybody's path is not easy, and I think I don't think anyone's path is easy. Some will tell you that. But it's for our learning. It's for our perfecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us to gain some knowledge, some wisdom, some understanding, so that we can be a blessing to someone else. This journey is not about us.
That's
our
right.
vision isn't about us. It's bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
we can allow ourselves to, and I've gone back to daydreaming
mm-hmm.
and just sitting there and just allowing the dream, the vision to fulfill, feel it, smell it, touch it, see
mm-hmm.
it, just immerse yourself in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can gain wisdom, you can gain insight, or what they call aha moments,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I think God uses our imagination. He's given
mm-hmm.
it to us for a purpose, to communicate with Him, to
mm-hmm.
paint a picture on our mind, to give us details and intimate details
mm-hmm.
of what it is that He's called us to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in our process, when we come to, as the sisters say, maturity, when
mm-hmm.
I'm mature enough to receive this, He'll give it to me.
That's right. That's right. Well, Shirley, thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you at the Vision Conference. I want you to round up all the people out there in Chicago. And I look forward to seeing you there. And thank you for investing your time in my listeners and myself this morning. And you have a blessed rest of the week, my sister.
Thanks, you too. And thanks for the honor of being a part of this great conversation.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Carol, for allowing me to do that. Would you please continue?
Yeah. Okay. I think I was coming up. I was skipping over a bunch of years to come
right.
up to about 2.5 years ago when I was needing, this had to do again with drawers and our household organization, and I needed something to prevent myself from continuing to be late because mm-hmm. I was looking for things and stockings with no runs in them and things that I knew I had and just couldn't find. And again, I thought about going to the store, and I said, no, wait a minute. You had that product that you raised your children with. Get that out and dust it off and fix it up. So I began to redesign my product and do many, many prototypes. I had a number of things that I wanted it to do that no products that were on the market could do. But I also was very aware that my strengths were in creativity mm-hmm. and not in business and entrepreneurship, so
mm-hmm.
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a lot of classes at my local community college,
mm-hmm.
which is something I think is important because there are a lot of people that have skills and gifts, but you don't necessarily have all the skills and gifts that you need in order to be a good business person.
That's
and
right.
that's okay.
Because you can pay people to do that
you
for
can
you.
Get that, but I had met so many people who had small businesses and they failed because they knew how to use their skills, but they were not good at business, accounting, record keeping, management, people skills. So I decided I didn't want to be one of those people. So I took about probably maybe 15, 16 classes at my local community college.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just those non-credit classes that are for adults that you can do,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the weekends and evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned so much. I took accounting and taxes and so many classes that networking and if I can go back over them now, it was just about every aspect of business
mm-hmm.
that I knew I did not know
mm-hmm.
and so that I would have at least the knowledge and
mm-hmm.
the balance
mm-hmm.
to run both parts of the business
mm-hmm.
and then eventually, and what I did, one of those things that I learned was that you have to find people to do the things that you don't know how to do.
Exactly.
And you don't have to do all those things. You have to know something about it, but
right.
your business has a better chance if you find people that have expertise in the areas that your expertise is not in. Your business, a lot of people think they're going to save money if they don't hire and pay for other services, but it really is just the opposite.
Because exactly. You know something, Carol? It was 2 weeks ago I was speaking with a friend of mine. This woman, she is skilled. I don't want to say what she's skilled at because, well, I'm not afraid to talk about her because she's just not listening to what I tell her to do. But I want to point something out to you.
Mm-hmm.
She is so gifted as a dancer. I know when that woman danced, it goes to the core of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now owner of two other businesses. Yet I called her one day and she was home working on flyers because it cost too much to make the flyers. I said to her, you know that it's not about what is cheaper, what is going to put the image out there. I said, that is not your talent. That is not your skill. Pay somebody to do that.
That's right.
And you do what you want to do. And she said, oh, you tell me that all the while. And I'm thinking, if I'm telling you that all the while, why aren't you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Because
correct.
Our image is important. And I know what I'm good at in my business. I'm a talker. I can empower you. I can inspire you. I'll educate you. Do not ask me to market a straw, because that's not my skill, that's not my talent. So therefore, that's why you engage the services of all the experts who are out there.
That's correct.
You know? So let me ask you, what are some feedback you got when you eventually finished this new product? What the people you know, what did they have to say to you? Were there any naysayers?
Actually, no. I have a very supportive and helpful spouse. My children and all my daughters, my three daughters are married, and I have three son-in-laws. And they were all, it just shocked me how supportive they were. Mm-hmm. It made me feel, because one of them came and expressed to me and said, "Mom, you know, I've seen you doing a lot of things, and a lot of people start things and they don't finish them. But I've seen you start this. I've seen all along when nothing much was happening," he said, "and I have to say I'm so proud of you that you continued and you didn't quit, even
Wonderful.
Though it was very hard."
Wonderful,
which
wonderful.
Made me feel so good.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I thank you for sharing your story, because there are many people out there who have great ideas. And instead of stepping out in faith to create that idea that God gave them, they sit down in their comfortable rocking chair and blaming the government and the system.
Mm-hmm.
So Carol is here. She did it, and so can you. Tracy, my friend. Tracy.
Yes. Yeah.
I have not forgotten you.
I know.
It's your time. I'm hearing a beeping. I don't know.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Tracy, what has it been like for you?
In what regard?
Stepping out in the entrepreneurial aspect of what you do. Yes, you are a pastor, but here you are deciding that besides being a pastor, I see a need for teenage girls, and I want to create this. This is something that I can make a difference in their lives. And you step out to do that.
Yes, I did. For me, it's been a spiritual birthing. First, mm-hmm. Coming into ministry, when I was given my direction as to which way that the Lord would have me to go, it's centered around youth ministry and women's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And for several years, I have worked with youth on various levels within my church and as well as in the community, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Girls Incorporated, various types of organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from my professional background is in customer service, collections, management. And just as I believe it was Amber I heard speaking about, being in the corporate America arena for so many years, and every so often you come across being laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that happened 4 or 5 times. I can't even remember. But mm-hmm. the last time that it happened, well, it already been told to me, if you're being laid off and it wasn't because I was doing anything wrong, it was because the banks that I was working for, they were phasing out in the city that I was living in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So this reoccurring thing continued to happen, but I was still involved in ministry work
mm-hmm.
at my church.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, I took everything that corporate America could teach me
mm-hmm.
as well, as far as the technical side of things, as far as management is concerned,
mm-hmm.
relating to people. I took every class that I could take.
Mm-hmm.
And I incorporated into what God birthed through me. In
mm-hmm.
2005, there came the birthing of Metamorphosis Incorporated.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Which is my nonprofit organization which empowers females. We started age 9, and we moved into various levels. And we concentrate on the word metamorphosis,
mm-hmm.
and many times, here you think about the butterfly. Well,
mm-hmm.
the stages of our youth program do incorporate those stages, the
mm-hmm.
caterpillar,
mm-hmm.
the stage, and then the butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that based upon my own personal testimony, certainly that I could not give right now, but based upon that in my own life, God has allowed me to incorporate that, and
mm-hmm.
has allowed me to be able to, I'll use the word discern.
Mm-hmm.
Many
mm-hmm.
times, young women who are in need of something more.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still dealing with largely imperfect perceptions of self.
Mm-hmm.
And it so early. When I hear young girls at ages 6 and 7 who are just a few years from being a baby, and they may be a little chunky, and they're saying, I'm fat. I don't look like the model in Elle. I don't look like the model in Vogue. I don't look like, you know, and then you have the various periodicals or you know, that show these girls, and they look like what is a perceived picture of perfection.
Mm.
And there are so many things that, again, with that discerning spirit, that I see the unhappiness. I see many times girls who are overweight and obese, there is a reason for that, whether it be that they have been brought up eating, and without exercise, because our children don't get exercise like we used to get.
That's right. Everybody inside playing the Xbox.
Yeah, you're right. They're stationary. So we're working with a number of things to transition, that's the major word, them from that mindset of I cannot do, I'm not worthy, I don't look like, I don't feel good. Many things happen in their lives that we take part with them, we mentor them, and we take them to another level. I learned all that by way of ministry. And able to administer to other people. Female and male, but we're concentrating on the girls. There's a large.
Okay. Great. My next question to each of you, and I'm not going to say who goes first. If you're ready to answer the question when I ask it, just identify who you are and answer the question. For the entrepreneurs who are listening to this segment live and those who will be listening later on, what are some insights you have to pass on to them if you would advise them to create a checklist to start out as an entrepreneur? What would the checklist look like?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I can add a few things. I'm sure that list will get longer as we go along.
Who's this?
Carol.
Okay.
Yes, this is Carol Logan. Number one, I would say cover everything, your visions, in prayer first, because you don't want to do something that was not for you. And then find out 6 months, a year later, that you're in the wrong area because you saw what someone else is doing. It needs to be the vision that God has planned for you. So to cover everything in prayer, and then you look for when you do that, and God knows that this is something He wants you to do, you will see so many positive things open up. You'll meet people that will come to you and say, "Can I help you with this?" There will just be so many doors that will open that you know. You just can see all the signs that it's right for you, and God is responding. And also then to be very analytical about your life and where you need to make changes so that you can get in a positive direction. If you need to work on your health, your time management, explaining to your family members that this is something I'm going to be doing, I still love you, you're still number one, but I'm adding this area, and I need for you to realize and be supportive and considerate of what I'm trying to do. And if it's that, if it's then taking classes, to be analytical about how to begin to start. And one of the biggest things that I feel that I did for myself, even though when I started, I was only able to take very tiny steps at a time, not to get frustrated because the steps seem so small. But if when you go to bed at night, you close your eyes, and I do this every night, and I say, what step did I take today towards this goal? Even if it was one thing, even if I only made a phone call or put something on my calendar, and I would feel good about that. And that was for me to keep, to stay motivated. I did this one thing, and then the next day, and when you look back, you'll see that there's a list of things that you have done. So so that you don't feel like you're not moving fast enough and not accomplishing your goals. You're always, always moving towards that every day in some small way.
All right. Thank you so much, Carl. You know, that is so wonderful because it is important to reward yourself along the way. And as we know the saying that you can eat an elephant, but you need to do it one bite at a time.
Right.
And it's the same thing with our vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one step, the little bit, and then you look at it and say, my heavens, I didn't know that I did that much. So thank you so much.
Right.
Next, I don't know who it is. Next, go ahead.
This is Amber. Let me add on to what I believe it was Carol that was saying.
Yes.
There are some very good points. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're going to embark in, find out what the job description is mm-hmm. for whatever you going to embark in, because you need to find out what the details are. You need to find out if there are any certifications required, any zoning mm-hmm. requirements, any licensures, or what will be involved in doing that. When you're searching for your business name, make sure no one else has that name, because that can run into everything from copyright infringement to intellectual property. You, in addition to that, have to check out and see who else might be doing what you are envisioning or wanting to do, but also keep in the back of your mind that if they do help you, will they help you out a lot or will they help you out a little bit? Because sometimes you're talking to someone and you're trying to get a feel or get some tips on how they went into that particular business or going into the steps toward that particular vision. Are they going to look at you as possibly their competition? Because sometimes, as has been said before, be careful who you connect with. Will they help you or will they hinder you? So that's what I wanted to add as far as that is concerned.
Thank you, thank you. And, you know, all these pointers that you brought up, Amber, they are very important. And to eliminate some of the hindrance, this is why we connect with people and we have our power team. Because the team that we all develop, I know for me, I make sure I have people who are smarter than myself on my team.
That's right.
Because if I'm the smartest one in my team, I need to move. So, you know, when you are around with people who understand about vision, they know that, Daphne can't be a competition because Daphne is operating in her authenticity and so am I. So we can enhance and add value. So this is why we need to be so selective of who we associate and connect with. So very good points. And I just hope the listeners are writing these checklists down. Go ahead, Amber.
No, I just want to quickly add one more point in what you said, because the last thing you want to do is compete against yourself and
mm-hmm.
be your own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next, oh no, it's just Tracy because Shirley left. So Tracy.
Right. A few things that I could think of. I'm working from the stance of nonprofit, and for those out there who are looking to embark upon the nonprofit sector, it is important to know the law. It is important mm-hmm. to know your resource base and get in your city and find out where your nonprofit resources are. Besides the library, there are probably other areas in order to help you. There's also the www.irs.gov for your forms and
mm-hmm.
the things that you will need in order to start from the 501c3 or whatever forms you will need at that for the nonprofit, mm-hmm. as well as working with your state and city government.
Mm-hmm.
You will also need to enlarge upon that as time goes on, because you have to stay abreast of these things,
mm-hmm.
because laws do change,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have yourself in the position to, by way of email, websites, or whatever the case may be, whoever's listserv you may be on. in order to know what is going on and how to enlarge upon that, excuse me, you need to research, research like mad. Know who your target market is. Who are you servicing, either for nonprofit or for-profit? Who are your customers? Mm-hmm. Know what the trends are at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to enlarge upon your knowledge base, sharpen and hone your skills.
Mm-hmm.
Network like mad. And I got that from Crystal Washington, who was one of the speakers at the Winter Summit over the weekend. And prior to meeting her in person, it just in talking with her, she said, you've got to network like mad, network like mad. You've got to be in the place in order for people to see you and know who you are in order for your program to go forward. You've got to strive to obtain and attain even clarity of the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Clarity is probably number one on the list of the vision, because you don't want the vision clouded. You don't want it convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we've said today, we've got to do it afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Move forward. Do it afraid, knowing that God has given you what to do. He's given you the wherewithal to do it,
mm-hmm.
and enjoy doing what God has given you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Never
mm-hmm.
let it be a burden. If it's a burden to you, something's wrong. Maybe
that's
you got
right. It's not exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so,
because
so,
our vision, it's not about us. It's not meant to be
never.
A burden. It's a light load that allows your energy and your excitement to exude out there to others so
absolutely.
You can attract and help them. So, you know, I'm so much in agreement with what all of the panelists have said. And I just want to put a little icing on the cake in pointing out how important relationships are. And to tell the listeners and the people who are already entrepreneurs or who are looking to get into entrepreneurship, don't go into these relationships looking for something. Go in with an understanding of the value that you're able to add.
Right.
Because when you add value, value will come back to you. And understand that networking is not about pushing business cards.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is understanding about the other person's venture. So when you go out, you can eloquently speak about what they're doing and add value. You know, too many of us turn up at networking events and take my card. You don't want to know what the person does.
Right.
But before you take a card, find out what they do.
Mm.
And as you listen to what they do, you can understand, this is how I can help Daphne. This is how I can do this. This is how I can do that. And I know from experience, once you give, you will get in return. It's not get and give after.
Mm-hmm.
It is give first and then get. So I want people to just have clarity about that. We have 36 minutes remaining in this segment, so I just pray that you all are having as much fun as I'm having.
Well, definitely.
Hold on, please. For the people who are on the telephone, if you have a question, please raise your hand and then I'll take your question. Okay, yes. Somebody said that.
That was me, Carol.
Yes.
Carol. Yes. I think that one more thing I want to say is that for entrepreneurs, the idea of going into any business just for financial gain is probably not the best reason to do it.
Mm-mm. You're right about that, because
yes.
you fail before you start.
There has to be a deeper motivation. There has to be a sense of fulfillment that this is
That's right.
the right thing. And mm-hmm. one person's business may become huge, and the other one may remain part-time or be, you know, small in comparison to what they see others doing, but it has to be something that fulfills a person from the inside.
If
financial gain is the only reason, that will probably fail, because when you find out how hard it is and how much work it is, there's a long road to getting there.
That's right. So,
and if you're not motivated from the inside, you're likely to give up.
Exactly. And if it is not impacting and touching the life of somebody else, it is not a vision from God. It is merely to make money. Now, as entrepreneurs, what are some things you would tell a person that is already an entrepreneur to do that will help to enhance their success? Other than we give them the checklist already to start, now they are in business. What are some things they need to do as an entrepreneur to keep abreast of what's going on?
I would say one thing is rearranging priorities. I have found that all of my priorities and the way that I spend my time has changed, and that's been absolutely necessary. You can't always hang on to people, as we mentioned before, that are not positive. People who are business-minded and also have vision, when you're not an entrepreneur, you don't necessarily have that many people around that are that way, but you will meet them. And it's very hard to keep up social life and all of that, too. So rearranging priorities and continuing to, I think, do self-improvement and not getting the biggest thing I think about all the time is not becoming so overly focused on business that you have put your family aside, you have put your rest aside, you have put leisure and balance aside. And we all know that entrepreneurs tend to do those things. It's so important to maintain balance. Get up in the morning and do a little exercise. Find ways to have fun that are not related to your business, because we all want to work 16 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And over a period of time, it's not healthy.
Let me ask you all this question. How important it is for an entrepreneur to go to a conference, a workshop, a seminar, you know, reading books, listening to DVDs, seminars, webinars? How important are those things in the life of an entrepreneur?
They're very important.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
Right. Because
Hold on. Let me hear from Amber.
Well, I was going to say, as far as all of those, the DVDs to the webinars, from the seminars, teleconferences, and the like, very important, because you have to keep abreast and keep updated with what's going on. You have to keep abreast and updated as far as any changes in laws, rules, and regulations when it comes to your business, your nonprofit, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are some skill sets. Maybe there's some information you need to know that you heard about that you don't necessarily know yourself, but attending this webinar, seminar, or the like,
mm-hmm.
you can gain the knowledge that is necessary for you and also to implement whatever you have learned. You have to see, okay, maybe this is one part of the business I would like to implement as a part, as an addition, but I don't know much about it. Where
mm-hmm.
can I go to get that information? You
mm-hmm.
check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Take a step back, because as you get further along your business, sometimes you find out that you probably missed something. Did
mm-hmm.
you miss something? If you did, go back, check it out. Congratulate yourself. Don't down yourself a lot. Congratulate yourself. Congratulate how far you have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes as entrepreneurs, I mentioned busyness, sometimes we don't take the time out to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do that. And I'm glad it was mentioned as far as balance is concerned. You got to take a breather. You got to take a break sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
you know something?
What?
Too often I hear entrepreneurs will say, oh, I'm only an entrepreneur. Or I'm only a small business. I can't afford to go to a conference or a workshop or something. And my reply to that is, you cannot afford not to go. Because if you continually stay home, that's what's going to happen, because you will never learn or avail yourself to all the things out there that will help your business to grow and help you to grow. So we need to get out of the mindset that we can't afford things in order to... Go ahead. Who is that?
Also, this is Carol. Also, I have found all of the reasons have been stated, but also I think since I'm alone a lot and I'm at home and I do work very hard and my business is still out of my house, going to networking events and seminars and things like that, I find that it's so refreshing because it gets me out around people.
Absolutely.
And I get to the point sometimes where it seems like this is all I do. I just work and it's just me. And when I go to these things, I see so many people that are going through the same things I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's refreshing. I'm making friends that are doing things that I'm doing. We can compare notes. It's a social need that you still have.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to be sociable. And when you go home, you feel so much more refreshed and motivated.
Mm-hmm.
It's given you a change of focus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just been almost a lifesaver for me, because if I don't do those things, I kind of, that side of me dwindles and you lose perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Tracy, you want to add anything?
I do. Pardon me. And I just wanted to say, in the last question you asked, When we're educating ourselves and building our resource base and our knowledge base, it's life to not only ourselves but to the businesses that we have been given charge of.
Yeah.
It's utterly imperative. I know if I'm not in some sort of learning, mode of learning, I begin to feel stifled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important that entrepreneurs and, you know, business owners, whomever, keep themselves abreast of, you know, what's going on. And even outside of going to where we need to go, also, and we didn't touch upon it, but even the social networking forum.
Yes.
Format, it's imperative that you become connected in some way, shape, or form. I'll tell you, social networking has been one of the biggest blessings that I've had over the last year. It not only has connected me with people that I didn't know, but certainly people that I have known and maybe have lost touch with, but it's very, very important to let people know every chance that you get what you're doing, because there comes another opportunity, most likely, for you to help somebody else. It always
does it. Us in this conversation now is a prime example of that, because if I were not over in Baltimore this weekend, I would not have met Tracy, and I would not have met Carol, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if we all had gone there and just sit and stuff ourselves on the delicious hors d'oeuvres and we didn't speak to each other, we would still not be here, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, but by the way, Tracy, have you seen our gorgeous picture up on Facebook?
I did see it, and I want Carol to know that I love my Duffy.
Oh,
huh? What did you say?
I won the Duffy. And I did see the picture with us, Deborah Hartnett. I did see that. It's absolutely wonderful. And, I mean, it's just been wonderful, all of this, because I did win a Duffy, which is what Carol has invented.
Oh,
that was you.
I won that.
Isn't that amazing?
Thank you for that.
It's so funny because I was speaking with John yesterday, and John is your friend on Facebook, so I told her I met you. So she was excited, and one of the questions she asked me that I couldn't answer, she said, I hope she's going to be at the conference. And I said, I hope too. She said, what do you mean you hope? You didn't ask her. I said, no. So, John is expecting to meet you at the conference, Tracy. So you can't disappoint her. You got to be here.
Okay. We'll talk about that offline because I have a conference.
All right. Okay.
You know.
So we have 25 minutes remaining here. And, of course, you can call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And I'm in conversation with Amber Hawkins, Cara Logan, and Tracy Booker. And our conversation is around vision and the impact that vision has on each of our lives and some of the things that we can do to bring clarity to that vision. And I also want to take a few minutes and give a bit of commercial for the Vision Weekend Conference 2010, which is on May the 6th through the 9th at the Exquisite Heritage Hotel and Spa, nested in the amazing New England town of Southbury. Visit our website at www.visionweekendconference.com and sign up there. They have an amazing rate for hotel. It's $119 double occupants, which includes a full course hot breakfast and $109 single, which includes the same hot breakfast. And it's just going to be an amazing conference. Some of our speakers are Ed Foxworth III, Richie, Donald, Gerald Higginbotham, Jan Moloch, Sia Mills, Delia Stovall, Jennifer Sertle, Dolores Presley, Daphne Clark Hudson, Chandel Pitts, and Jim Nemley, and L. Denise Jackson. So we have an amazing lineup of speakers for you. So let me just go back to our panelists right now. So, what are your thoughts that as you look at the Vision Conference, what are some reasons why you think listeners ought to be at that conference?
Well, this is Tracy talking. I think, number one, you have an awesome lineup of speakers and work, you know, people who are coming to add value. And we can see just even from our talking here today that the topic of vision, it's large. And certainly I think when you can add meat to it and help people along the way to have more foresight, to look further down the road, to even have insight, to have the clarity in the very things that we've spoken about, and then some, I think they're going to find that based upon, you know, who you have coming. And it just sounds like it's really going to be a great three or four days of nonstop visioning. I think I heard something about a vision board. Are you doing vision boarding also, Daphne?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Awesome. I'm sitting here right now looking at my vision board for 2010. Mm-hmm. And bit by bit, I'm able to check off various things. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's a wonderful thing. So I think they're going to have a wonderful time.
Okay.
And I'd like to add to that, this is Carol, that I always find these kinds of events motivating. They are like stepping stones along the way. You can swim in the water and get back up on the next stepping stone and find all the motivation, all the encouragement, all the friendly faces and the love and support that you can possibly find. And it's also, I also find them fun. And since I don't do other things for fun as much as a business person, these are my fun now. These kinds of events, this one sounds wonderful. Connecticut's a beautiful place, but it is a necessary thing for entrepreneurs to do in order to hold on. And you always meet someone or find an opportunity that opens the very next door for you. You spend the money and people want to say, well, I can't afford it. Well, when you, it's not always necessarily something that, again, that's for financial gain. There are other reasons to go, but you will always have something happen, just as my meeting Daphne as an example, that opens the next door. and you take a chance on that, and then you go and that opens the next door. You continue to go to events like this, and for sure, it just never fails. It's not possible that it could fail. They're worth much more than they cost.
That's right. Amber, would you like to add?
I would like to add a few things. There are times when, as has been said before, you have to go outside of the box to gain what you need to gain in order to help you. It doesn't hurt to, at times, venture outside of what you know.
That's right.
Because you receive and gain so much that sometimes it's hard to put into words. The clarity, the refocus, the refreshing that you need. If I attend, and this is a formula I usually go by, a conference, especially one that I've never been to before, as you were mentioning, those who will be part of the conference, there could be somebody there that, oh, I always wanted to meet that person because, and then you state your reasons. That's one of the reasons to go. Mm-hmm. Another is, I've always wanted to learn about this topic, mm-hmm. this subject matter, and the like, mm-hmm. Because I need to gain the knowledge necessary for me. Mm-hmm. That's another reason to go, and that's the second reason to do that. Mm-hmm. You probably wanted to visit where the conference is held and never been mm-hmm. there before. If that opportunity presents itself, then that's another reason to do that. And then finally, I would say, who maybe I can meet at this conference mm-hmm. that will enhance and help me to do what I'm going to do.
That's
because
right.
you meet somebody new, as is mentioned before, and you wouldn't know that unless you go.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If I had not gone to this conference, I would not be in a position to have L. Denise Jackson as one of my speakers at this event if I was not there, you know. So it's an amazing thing to put yourself out there and to reach out and connect and invest in yourselves. Now, we have only 17 minutes remaining. I want to give each of the speakers 4 minutes to give me their closing thoughts, as well as add your contact information, how people can get in touch with you. So I want you to get 4 minutes apiece, and then the rest is mine for my closing thoughts. So let's go, Tracy.
Okay. Well, in closing, I would just like to encourage everyone that's listening to pretty much take heed to, you know, what we've spoken about here today. It's been valuable information. And when you're talking in terms of vision, know that it is something that grows over time. It's something that is enhanced over time. And in again, I continue to talk about the clarity of vision. And it is just very important that you are able to see, that you're able to imagine, that you're able to have and exercise faith and trust on every level of life. When we spoke in terms of, I believe it was Carol that spoke in terms of balance, mm-hmm. as she was answering that question, I was thinking along those lines, and as we envision our own lives, that we are able to balance ourselves with health and wellness, with our mm-hmm. spirituality, with our businesses and the jobs that we do, and just how we help one another in just every aspect of life. That does encompass having a vision.
Mm-hmm.
I would also take you to, as a man thinketh, so mm-hmm. is he. That mm-hmm. is vision. Where there is no vision,
people perish.
The people perish. That's what it mm-hmm. says. So there comes demise. So you have to be able to look. You have to be able to see. You mm-hmm. have to be able to believe and then to know. Because
mm-hmm.
when you have the belief, there is an expectation, and
mm-hmm.
in the expectation comes the knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, is a growth process. With I don't know how many minutes I've taken, so I'll go ahead and give you your contact information. Yes, I am reachable at Metamorphors, and I'll spell that. It's M like Mary, E, T like Tom, A, M like Mary, O, R, the number 4, F like Sam, at gmail.com. My website is metamorphorsinc.org. And if you need to give us a call, we'll be happy to speak with you. And we can be reached at area code 205-588-8792.
Thank you, Tracy. Amber, would you please go?
Yes. First of all, I count it an honor as a privilege to be a part of this panel, so I thank you for that.
Met
some ladies that I haven't heard about before, but I enjoyed your conversations. I'd like to thank you for that as well. I would like to, in closing, say that along with this, when it comes to vision, if you don't remember anything else, what are you speaking? What have you been speaking lately? Because you need to know that sometimes we're not aware of what we speak. And we're not aware of sometimes what we think.
That's right.
Because whatever you speak, and it has been proven that it does come back. If it comes back negatively, it's because of what you have been speaking that had been negative. Change to how you speak. Even if you come into an obstacle, say, I'm going to find a way to get around that one way or another. And as far as the website and other information is concerned, the website is www.yourcomputerneeds.net. Needs with an S, not with a Z, .net. The email address, spelled M as in Mary, Z as in zebra, P-R-E-S-C-E-O, at your, regular spelling, your, Y-O-U-R, computer, C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R, needs, N-E-E-D-S, dot N-E-T. The contact number, 419-729-2056. I welcome any questions, any calls. And again, I thank you all very much. And I want to make sure I keep along the time frame that I have.
Thank you, Carol.
Yes, I would like to say, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show. Having just met one time, I feel privileged to be on. And I'd like to say that it took me 20 years to pull together my business, but it finally came together. It's coming together. It's only been a couple of years, but to be encouraged, because it is easy to get discouraged when things take a long time, but putting one step in front of the other and just continuing and not considering interruptions to be unnecessary and harmful, but an opportunity to learn things along the way that are going to be needed at some point. So it's just to hang in there and keep going, keep that vision alive. My website is, my product is called the Duffy Organizer. It's for drawers and shelves and closets, and it goes all over the house. It's something that I designed to do a whole bunch of things. So if anyone wants to see it, the website is www.duffyorganizer.com. My email is duffyorganizer@aol.com. Or Carol, K-A-R-O-L, just Carol with a K, A-R-O-L, Carol2610@AOL.com. And our phone number is 301-552-2234. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity, Daphne.
You are
and
very,
I enjoyed it.
Good. You're very welcome. We still have 10 minutes remaining, so we can hang in here, because I know sometimes people wait for the last minute to call in on the phone. So no one called in today. I always, oh no, that's not true. One lady called in. I do apologize for that. But I too thank each and every one of you for investing your time into the inspiration, the education, and the empowerment of my listeners. Again, this was from where I'm sitting. This was an outstanding segment. And I pray that you, the listeners who are listening live, and those who are listening on the archive, who will be listening on the archive, that you will find something that will help you to just step out of that valley that you're in and to soar to the mountaintop with the vision that God has given you. We do ask you to support us at the Vision Conference on the, I'm looking, I think we have a caller here. Hold on, let me see, I think we have a caller.
Hello?
Caller, your last four digits are 6107. Do you have a question? Would you state your name, where you're calling from, and your question, please?
Yes, this is Priscilla Artist, and I'm calling from Newcastle, Delaware. And
hi.
I just wanted to, hi, how are you? I didn't necessarily have a question. I just really wanted to just thank everybody for all their input today and let them know how much I appreciated it and how informative everyone was on this radio station today.
Thank you so very much. And would you please visit the radio site, blogtalkradio.com, Daphne-Clark-Hudson. And please mark the show favorite and leave a comment. Let us know what you think. And we
almost
look forward
definitely
to seeing you in the weeks ahead. And encourage others to join us at the Vision Conference, and we hope that you could fit it in your schedule as well. Thank you for taking the time to call us.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So again, the conference is May the 6th through the 9th. We are going to be starting with welcome reception. We are going to have live radio stations set up there as well for our vendors, our sponsors, our attendees. It is going to be a world-rocking conference. If you are stuck and you are not really harnessing your vision, this is why God gave me this vision to create this conference for entrepreneurs, small business people, and those who are looking to start their business. And I tell you, you don't want to miss it, because you want to be part of history. This is the first Vision Conference, and I know that God has a plan for this. So you want to be down on the records as being at the very first conference. So that's one of the other reasons that you want to be there. Again, I just so appreciate all of my panelists today. They are powerful women. I am so privileged to call you all colleagues. I'm privileged to call you friends. I'm privileged to call you spiritual sisters. And I want you to know that I am always here to serve and to add value. So look me up on Twitter. Look me up on Facebook. Connect with me. Let me know how I can serve you. And I'm only an email away, I'm only a tweet away, I'm only a phone call away. And don't hesitate to contact me when the need arises. Again, the website for the Vision Conference is www.visionweekendconference.com. And know that it will be worth your time. We'll be having an amazing banquet on Saturday night, so you get to dress up and look pretty. We're going to have a keynote luncheon on Friday. So we have a power-packed agenda for each and every one of you. We are hoping, Carol, I hope you're going to be dealing with the Duffy so that people can get to stock up and get to organize their drawers.
Their shelves.
And their shelves. You know, it is I had such a great time. I'm praying that you all had a quarter of the fun that I've had here today with all of you. I want to remind the listeners that know that you were created with a vision. You were creating for greatness. I want you to follow your destiny. Do not allow anyone to deter you or get you off focus or derail you. I want you to stay in your lane, focus on the race that you were called to run. This is Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, saying so long and follow your destiny. Love you and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Did we just hang up?
What's the plight that you called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Breaking of day. It's destiny.
a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations.